Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. They that can give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And I'll tell you what we hear a lot from politicians today. You did hear during the break, right, friends, that the Republicans didn't agree with what the Democrats did. You're inundated with this message that the right is weak and the left is strong. The right is weak and the left is strong. Well, you're sold by the mainstream media, by the same media that's playing this divide and conquer game, Mark 325, that there's a Republican Party and a Democratic Party. And I've reiterated the point a million and a half times that if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. But what do you get? The best that you get from the best that you have, right? They're good for nothing to be trod underfoot. And that by the foot of man. Matthew 5:13, it is the Republicans, you know what, they just didn't agree with them just stealing all that money. No, folks, they're a part of the problem. Okay, these both sides of the aisle are given to you by the powers that are tolerated in the circus of politics. Okay, they're both corrupt. They're both in it together. Okay, not in every given scenario, but a majority of them are. And it's always the same message. You got to just give up a little more. You just got to give up a little more. Now, consider what I was talking about during the last segment, about those boys that fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrannies Americans that you're putting up with. Okay, I'm going to get back to that in just a moment, because instead of giving up rights for the common good, we should be giving up wrongs. And then we're going to get to our main topic, promise. We got Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Brother Bradley, a problem that we've got in the church today is we've got hirelings in the pulpit. We don't have men of God called by God. We've got men of God called by men getting a paycheck, listening and preaching out of the 501c3 booklet so that they're not giving a true statement.
Jeff, with all due respect to 501c3, I know where this is coming from. This is coming from the false prophet Mark Taylor, who continuously fails the American people, but people keep listening to this clown, and I'd love to get him on this radio program. Anybody know Mark Taylor? Get him on this program. I'll give him national airwaves. I'll give him national talk time to prove what he cannot prove scripturally. He's failed the American people. This is all coming from this guy, and it's the same story over and over and over again. The problem with what we have in the church today is Christ is MIA because he's not going to bear witness to the lies of those that claim to be one thing but act in a different manner. The Bible says to he who hath the Son hath life. I would ask the question concerning the hirelings in the pulpit today is where's the life, man? Because we find that they're submitted to a corrupt government rather than to the God that they say they serve. So that I do agree with, Jeff.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what most people are going to be surprised that when after these judgments pass and God lifts up the man that's going to be the head with the of the remnant, it's going to be a man like Samson, drunk and a womanizer, Gideon, a coward hiding in the bushes. He takes the simple and confounds the wise. So, it's the time's coming. God's got his own timetable, as usual, but we have to be in the fight. I mean, Gideon was hiding, but there were other Israelites that were not hiding.
Yeah. Delilah, by the way, for those that don't know this, Delilah means desire. That's why your government was given permission by the American people to normalize pornography, and they say it's legal, it's free speech now. It used to be illegal in this country all the way up until 1968, and they wanted to basically strip man of their obedience to Christ, because like the old defector from Russia, the KGB agent that came out in the 80s told the American people that America's enemies want to demoralize them, because if they can demoralize them, they can then rule over them. And that's exactly what we're up against. But do remember, Jeff, one thing. Samson is in the book of Faith Heroes in chapter 11. So let's not forget the good deeds that he has done by God. You know, here's the point that I'm trying to make. King David was a man after God's own heart. King David failed the test. Okay, so it shows you a man with God, and it shows you a man without God. When he was conquering and he went on conquering and he was set as a light to bring about judgment upon the heads of wicked nations, God anointed David to do just that, Isaiah 51 verse 4, right? But we also see David failing the test when he was supposed to be at war. Guess what he did? He went home and he seen Bathsheba and he was taken with his desires and he failed the test, but there was consequence. And again, it shows you the difference between the spirit man and the man of flesh. And it shows you why it's so important that we stay unified with the Christ so we can part with sin every step of the way. Thank you, my friend, Jeff, from Tennessee. I really do appreciate you, Jeff, more ways than you might know. We got Tom calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Good afternoon, Bradley.
Hey, Tom.
I'm calling in.
Thank you for calling.
Another Tennessean here.
Oh, what state are you in, Tom?
Tennessee.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, good. What do you have to say?
I was just calling in. I wanted to get your opinion on something, Trump. I just wanted to say that before I say this, because, you know, anytime you critically think about Trump, you know, everybody attacks it. But are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, sorry. You know, I was a Trump supporter from day one, 2016, from the primaries. Day one, I was like, that's the guy. That's the guy we need. That's the guy I want. I've been right up until two seconds ago, I'm still a Trump supporter. I appreciate him for everything that he's done for the country. The most pro-life president we've ever had. I just see two problematic things.
Who told you that, Tom? Who told you that he's the most pro-life president in the history of America? I mean, we didn't have abortion until 1973. Where did that come from?
Well, yeah, maybe I worded that wrong.
Well, I'm just setting the record straight.
In recent conservative presidents.
Yeah, well, here, Washington Times reported that Donald Trump, in June of 2 years ago, in that year, in the month of June, he gave over $100 million to the likes of Planned Parenthood, $100 million more than Barack Hussein Obama, who was already giving him $500 million. So let's get that straight. In his first legislative act, he actually financed Planned Parenthood. As I've said a million times, yeah, we're to judge him by his fruit, Matthew 7:16. But say on.
True. He's the first president that went to March for Life, so, you know.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to move on here, Tom. Is there a point that you wanted to make, my friend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I just wanted to get your opinion on Trump's first endorsement since his CPAC speech of the new Republican Party and his PAC that's going to move forward and recreate the Republican Party. John Kennedy of Louisiana, a lifelong Democrat.
Okay. Oh, okay, what are you asking me, Tom?
Do you think, I mean, to me, that's a letdown. You know, it's not surprising with Trump's endorsements have always been weak. You know, he endorsed Romney, endorsed Bill Hagerty, and campaigned for Bill Hagerty here in Tennessee.
He's a typical politician who tore down the U.S. Constitution, attempting to recreate it in his own ungodly image. That's the difference. There is none. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. Go to the social media platform, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, and you will find social media platforms. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We have people still talking about Donald Trump here. I'm here to tell you that he's not in the White House anymore. I just want to make sure everybody understood that he's not there anymore. This is the guy that claimed to be everything that he was not. I'm showing people right now, just concerning our last caller, Tom from Tennessee. I have up on the screen right now, Washington Times reported June 4th of 2019, Planned Parenthood reports rise in government funding, record numbers of abortion. Nobody praised himself more than Donald Trump did concerning him and creeping Mike Pence as being the most pro-life president. It doesn't line up with facts in any sense of the word, people, and you're still caught up into his rhetoric. There's no truth in the man, okay? 55 gun control laws, well, they're policies which undermine the Second Amendment, were passed during the first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration, showing you up on social media platforms right now. Also showing you CNS News, this was February 9th, 2018, in budget deal, GOP and Trump fully funded Planned Parenthood. Also have up on the screen right now, U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triple under Donald Trump. He promised to eradicate the national deficit, and he brought it to $8.3 trillion. The last thing that he did before he left the People's White House was sign a COVID-19 pandemic relief bill, which literally funded our sworn enemies, redistribution of our wealth to foreign countries. Very, very little of it had to do with COVID-19, just like the one they just passed again last night. They're robbing you is what they're doing, friends. They're robbing you blind. Okay. I have a whole list of that which scratches the surface on Donald Trump as to what he says concerning the wall, how it was going to cost Mexicans $4 billion, and then before you knew it, interview after interview, it went from $4 billion to $25 billion. Then he had his little Judas named Paul Ryan come out in the latter end of his propaganda campaign when he promised to build the wall and told you how simple it was going to be. Well, it got up to $25 billion, and then Paul Ryan comes out and tells you Americans that you're going to have to pay for it. And then the wall that we find out that has been built was refurbished. There's no new wall that has been built. And I would love for someone still to prove that, but they can't. But what they do is they hide behind the lies of Donald Trump because he is their man. And they're still talking about him today, still trying to justify the unjustifiable. You deserve what you get. I'm not going to waste any more wind on that fraud for what he is. Okay? It's just that simple. We got Sal calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. First of all, I'll let you know quickly, I first heard you on KZNU Radio St. George News Radio, so thank them for letting me find out about your show.
Okay, St. George, where is that, Sal?
That is St. George, Utah, in Southern Utah.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, I'll tell that to our affiliates guy. Thank you.
You're welcome. And briefly, I just want to say that any of the so-called Republicans that voted for this bill need to be voted out next time we are voting in 2 years. They gotta go.
Let me ask you something, Sal. Where is it in the Constitution that they had a right to basically bring forth a bill that was unconstitutional? Can you tell me in the Constitution where they had the right to do that in the first place?
There is nothing in the Constitution
exactly
that
right.
says that.
Exactly right. So that means they're committing crimes against we the people, right? And Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution does tell us that we're supposed to impeach them. I'm all for you. That's treason, okay? That's theft, Article 3, Section 3. But there's also Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, too, that says when they're impeached, they need to be prosecuted. And see, this is where the people fall short. They need to be prosecuted for the crimes against we the people. If we truly want to make America great again, my friend from Colorado, we have to bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Because without it, and without sending that message to corruption in Washington, D.C., and our state capitals, this is going to continue on. But I'm in total agreement with what you just said. Totally.
Well, thank you, Bradley.
Thank you.
You have a good show, and you're waking us all up so we can fight our good fight.
Amen. Thank you, Sal. I totally appreciate you. I'm going to take one more phone call, and I have to get over giving up rights. Why are they asking us to give up our rights? And then we're going to deal with the bad guys and show you the history and the downfall of bad guys. You know what happens when good guys stand up? The bad guys fall, okay? And that's what needs to happen here. I'm going to take my friend Steve from Minnesota, who is an EMT. I hope you don't mind me divulging this information out to our listeners, Steve, but it is important for people to understand that you're qualified to talk about what you're going to bring, I'm sure.
Oh, sure.
It better be, anyways.
I don't know why that other caller made me think of it, but I think it was Mark Twain that said, it's easier to swindle a man than to convince a man he's been swindled.
Yeah, yep.
So I don't think it's going to take a lot of work to convince people that they've been had.
Yep. Is that what you wanted to say?
Well, that, and I think it pertains to, it kind of shows us what we're up against with this whole COVID thing we're fighting is because
the invisible enemy.
It's a con job.
It's a total con job. Total con job. The invisible enemy asking the people to give up their rights as they steal the coffers once again. And then after they steal the money, how many times over now under this pandemic, they say, help is here. Help is here. Only to find out that the brand new one that they passed over the night, right? Fatiguing people into compliance so they wouldn't have a say so as to what's going on here. Just like King George did to our forefathers, one of the usurpations. What do they do? Help is on its way. Only to find out that 91% of the bill had nothing to do with COVID. Absolutely nothing to do with COVID.
But the thing is, I know people that ended up with a heart problem, you know, a heart attack, and it was like within a couple of days of when they had the vaccine, and they're convinced it was caused by the COVID they had three, four months prior.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
It's just, you're never going to convince them. But how are you going to have a trial?
It's like blaming the gun instead of the bullet, right? That's what they're doing. They're blaming the gun instead of the bullet. It's like, what do you think caused the suicide? Because that's really what this comes down to. Was it the syringe or what was inside of the syringe? And it's absolutely amazing how people defend it, especially doctors who are capitalizing off it, which only makes sense, who's profiting from the vaccinations. And it's something that we see concerning this reoccurring theme coming from the same people, but I hear it directly coming from the mainstream media. I don't hear it through the grassroots level or truth tellers in any sense of the word, Steve. So there again, the people need to be aware concerning the propagandists and the useful idiots in the mainstream media.
Well, and they never completed the clinical trials on the vaccine. So
that's right.
If they're going to declare any problem that ever happens to have nothing to do with the vaccine because they declared the vaccine safe, you're never going to get a legitimate clinical trial.
You know what's crazy is at the first hour, I played an individual who's in the medical industry calling COVID a complete fraud, saying that it was the flu, where he went back to the CDC and he said to them, I want you to prove that this is COVID. The CDC came back and said, we have nothing to give you. But they've already got people, they can't prove the virus, but they've already got people taking the vaccination. This is what's insanity, man. This is insane. It's truly insane. But here we are. Here we are.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go ahead and finish that quote that you gave us by Mark Twain. It's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. Right? That's exactly right. And that's where we're at today. And truth seems to be stranger than fiction to some folks out there. And why that is, I don't know. They believe the lie before they believe the truth. And that's why the liars are getting away with deceiving those people that claim to be the good guys, Romans 1:18. But they're not, right? Folks, giving up rights for the common good. Thomas Jefferson said, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Why is it that politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos? Okay, make the distinction between liberty and licentiousness, too. That's important. Therefore, we should be gladly giving up some of our rights, say they, for the good of the community. Okay, so in other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws, more jurors to enforce the laws. Even if we have to give up some of our rights in the process, they believe the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. Baloney. Folks, this theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many other representatives think this way, as evidenced by the thousands of new laws that they are adding to the books, which are actually policies, each year in this country. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, right, the hard fact is that wherever you give up a right, you...
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan following a marathon overnight session in a key vote that puts new stimulus checks and expanded unemployment checks one step closer to the pockets of Americans. Following 27 hours of debate, Democrats pushed through the legislation in a party-line vote of 50-49. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan had to return home to Alaska for a funeral, leaving the Republicans short one vote. The legislation now heads back to the House for final approval before hitting Biden's desk for his signature. That would be his first major legislative victory. Democrats, who have the slimmest of majorities in the Senate, were united in passing the legislation. They say that it will help rescue the economy and end the coronavirus pandemic that has claimed more than 500,000 lives. This is USA Radio News. The Labor Department has announced great unemployment numbers for February. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
Hiring in America boomed in February as restaurants and other hospitality businesses reopened, adding 379,000 people to U.S. payrolls and fueling renewed growth. The Labor Department said Friday U.S. employers added jobs for the second straight month in February, in what marks a sharp pickup from earlier this winter. The jobless rate is well down from the 14.8% peak in April of 2020 and is now at 6.2%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Good news for those who are tired of being frozen in the cold. Forecasters say warm weather is coming for the central and eastern United States. This weekend in the Midwest, temperatures will be up to 30 degrees above normal. Across the northern plains, high temperature records will be challenged. The heat wave will continue through Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for the phone calls. I totally appreciate it. For the sake of time, I need to move on. We got give up rights for the common good. And I was just highlighting the fact that during this war against this invisible enemy, which has no boundaries concerning the tyrants and their overreaching with their unconstitutional edicts, it's interesting that they keep telling the people to give up more of their rights for the good of the common good. Friends, this is called communism. We don't give up our rights. We give up the wrongs, right? I was just highlighting the fact that the theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many other representatives think this way, evidenced by the thousands of new policies that undermine our laws, right, every year in this country. But no matter how this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that wherever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. That's right. And I'm not going to go along with it, just for the record. See, this just adds another element of control. Control's real name is bondage. That's what it is. Folks, I want to tell you, the people that mean to rule over you, you need to understand that there's a criminal element in each one of them. They can't even control their own lives, and they want to control yours, okay? See, this just adds another element called control, and control's real name is bondage. See, so therefore, the logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. Absolutely not. Perfect freedom is found in Christ, John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17 for the record. That's perfect liberty. See, we could chain everybody to a tree for the lack of trust. Now, this may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy, which is the heartbeat of freedom. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity. Yep. And rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs. And the opposite of control is chaos, right? That's what we're told. More laws do not make fewer criminals. We must give up our rights and enforce the laws that we have in the books. Right? In other words, if we have good men in office enforcing the laws, we don't need more policies. Therefore, we must give up the wrongs, not our rights, for a better society. William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom." We have those t-shirts available on sonsoflibertymedia.com, by the way. Go to the store and shop. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. That's right. We don't give up our rights, friends. We give up our wrongs. And the wrong people are asking you to give up your rights. And how do you know that they're the wrong people? Because they're the ones that are asking you to give up the right thing. Right? These are the people that want you to be just as guilty as them in desecrating the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have today. I'm here to tell you, just like Sal from Colorado, friends, they don't have a right in doing so. You know, you just heard during the break again. What'd you hear? Job growth. Can anybody under the skies in the United States of America show me in the U.S. Constitution where the government and its duties are found to create jobs in the United States of America? They just stole, how much money from you concerning this new plandemic, this COVID-19 relief bill? 91% of it has nothing to do with COVID, right? Can you hear that, Americans? Okay. They want to sell it to you like they are working for you when, in fact, they're working for themselves. Okay? Is that freedom? Nope, that's tyranny. What are they doing? They're strengthening your enemies, friends, against you. That's what they're doing. That's a fact. Now, let me go over to the point that I want to make because it's very important that you understand it. Honestly, it is, especially from a scriptural perspective. I tipped into this at the beginning of the week, and I always know it's the Holy Ghost when I stay on that thought, okay? Because he'll just drop it in my conversation. It's like, okay, I need to study that. I need to know what this is all about. And I came up with this morning when I was doing some chores, Sennacherib and Hezekiah. I didn't come up with it. The thought, the Holy Ghost brought it to me, okay? I want you to all listen to me because I know that there's people that listen to me, and they listen to a lot of other people. I think that they're just people that like to have their ears itched, right? Keeping up teachers to itch their itching ears. Or they don't like Moses, and because they don't like Moses, they want Aaron. So they just pick and choose whatever is there to entertain them. I'm not here to entertain you. That's not what this gift does. It's here to point the finger at you and say you're the responsible party under God to right the wrongs. That's this gift. Okay? I don't know how many people in church, how many people that call themselves Christians or patriots or conservatives in America today that I know of, and I know a lot of people all across the country, that know how to talk according to corruption. Their whole conversation, it is not that which liberates men. It is not which brings forth admonition or exhortation concerning the scriptures. Nope. They call themselves Christians. They have ministries, but they do nothing but doom and gloom you. They tell you everything that the world is telling you. It's the spirit of the world. It's the spirit of Antichrist because they don't bear the cross. They don't hear it. And when you go to 1 John 4, I want you to listen to this carefully before I get over to Hezekiah and Sennacherib, okay? And history, which I'm going to download on you very quickly. It tells us in 1 John 4, it says, "Beloved, those that are loved of the Lord, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out of the world." Who are they? They're the ones that know how to speak about politics. They're the ones that know how to talk about all the religious events. And yet Jesus in Mark 8:15 told us to beware of such people. They speak according to the world. Okay? And inadvertently, they are the ones that are saying there's no sense in doing anything go ahead and just trust that the Lord's going to take care of everything when the Lord is looking at the church to do what it's called to do, Deuteronomy 8:11, okay? But it says, try the spirits. And then it tells us in verse 2, 1 John 4, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. You are of God, little children, and overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Their conversation always succumbs to the world. They're the ones that are telling you to be hopeless because they've got their eyes, your eyes, affixed on man and the consequence of man if you don't submit yourself to man rather than the Christ who's the author and the finisher of your faith. Hebrews 12:2. What does it say right after that? It tells us in verse 5, 1 John 4, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Who are they? They are the ones that are offering hopelessness. Oh, I hear it all the time. You should see these documents, Bradley. There's absolutely nothing we can do about what's going on out there. And really what it comes down to is there's nothing that you want to do about it. And that shows you how much you hate your kids because you're not willing to fight for them. That's not love. That's hate. Okay? They know how to tell you everything that's going wrong in the world, and they feed on it. And then they have the audacity to call themselves Christians. They're not Christians, friends. They're succumbing antichrist. Folks, they're defeated. Christianity and Christians are not defeated regardless of what state that they may be in. Regardless of the fire that's in the trial, right? Read 1 Peter when you get a moment. As a matter of fact, did you know that, friends, that horses that are used for war, this is a fact. Horses that are used for war, you know how they test the horse to see which ones are good and which ones are bad? They take the horses and they put a fire under the horse's belly. If the horse can endure the fire, they'll use that horse for war. If the horse can't endure the fire, they get rid of that horse. It's not used for war. Hey, church, we're called to be in the war, okay? We're called to be in the war. You want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. That brings a warfare. Again, just for the record. These people also need to understand that our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is real Christianity. These people don't realize that they're taken by the words of their own mouth. The Bible tells us that the power of life and death are in the tongue. And I'm not talking about metaphysics. I'm talking about conversation. If you go to Psalm 50, it's King David talked about the Lord leading his conversation right, that he would show him salvation, the victory, liberation in Christ. And Philippians 2 talks about the same thing. Okay? I'm sorry, Philippians 1, forgive me. It also tells us in Proverbs 6, 2, it says, thou art snared with the words of your mouth, thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. That's why they're constantly under a diabolical fear, because they are taking heed to the curse, which brings the judgment, rather than the word of God, which works death in us through the cross to bring us unto what? The power of God unto salvation. This, my friends, is foreign to these people. I want to show you how this process works. If you go over to 2 Kings verse 18, there's a guy named Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, begin to reign. Now, it's important that you get this. The Bible says in 2 Kings 18 that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that David his father did. So if you want to know the distinction between Amaziah and that of King Hezekiah, King Hezekiah did all that which pleased and that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to which David did. Now you're going to see the same results that David got because Hezekiah did what David did. Hebrews 13:7. The Bible talks about how he basically removed the high places, broke down the images, cut down the groves, break the pieces of the brazen serpent that Moses had made, for unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense, which symbolified prayers going up to it, and he called it Nehushtan. Okay? He trusted in the living God. Okay? But then there was a guy named Sennacherib who came about and told the people of Israel, don't listen to Hezekiah, because Hezekiah needs to understand that I'm more important and I'm stronger than his God. Then he points over to the other kings of Israel that were delivered into the hand of the Assyrian. Okay? Oh, this gets good. Just hold up with me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, again, hey folks, I would ask that you would consider supporting the ministry because without you, we can do nothing. We are set up on as a ministry. If I sell spiritual things unto you, it's no great thing to ask for your support. This is what we do here. It's what we've been doing for 23 years. It's not been easy, but the Lord has never failed us ever one single time. So I would say that my prayer for those that do support the ministry is found in Matthew 6:33, that we're to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto them. That is my prayer for the people that support the ministry. And the end aim is to become fishers of men, Matthew 4:19, as well, friends, as King David prayed in Psalm 2, where he said, ask of me and I shall give unto thee the heathen as thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is ours. If you'd like to see what we have done, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, when you get over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, do take a look at where we have been. It gives you a better perspective, and it's like sometimes when you look at it, it's like, really, Lord, we've done this? Cool. This is cool. But I want to make sure that there's so many flags and so many little stationary flags that we've been there, done that, have the hat and the T-shirt concerning reached out to the people in those communities. I want to make it so we can barely see the cities and the counties and the states within themselves, because before I leave here, I want to make sure that I've done what I was supposed to do and then some, that the Lord might look upon us and say, you know what, enter into the joy of the Lord, for you are a faithful servant. And I want to do and exceed what he expects of me, And the Bible tells us clearly that we're not supposed to limit the Holy One of Israel. So in doing that, I would say, Lord, remember what Jesus said. He said unto his disciples, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. I would pray and ask in Jesus' name that you would partner with us to make that happen. I know money helps sustain us. I know the Spirit of God will not put it in his place, the crown or where Christ might glory in its place. But I do want to make sure that everybody does understand at the very beginning and inception of this ministry, it's always, we've never despised small beginnings. But we also understand the other side of that, that the Lord said he's faithful to give those that are willing to fight for the land. You know, he who is obedient will eat the good of the land. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Be a part of that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to donate or become a member. Please do consider that. We are not a begging ministry. We're just throwing it out there because if you don't know, you're not going to know. So we're throwing that out there for you. Let's get back to this topic because we're talking right now about the voice of the world versus the voice of the church. The Bible says we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:37. The Bible talks about in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And what we see is we hear people that are calling themselves Christians that are preaching a diabolical fear, a subjugation to man and the consequence of man rather than submitting to God through a filial fear. Okay. And so I'm over on 2 Kings 18 right now, and we're talking about Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, who began to reign at 25 years old. And the Bible tells us in verse 3 that he did that which is right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. And then it talks about the good things that Hezekiah did in obedience to God. He clave unto the Lord. As a matter of fact, for many that need a word of encouragement, let me give it to you right now. The Bible says those that are alive today, they clave unto the Lord. They didn't go with the masses. They stuck with the Lord because it was Jesus that said in Matthew 7, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. But let me go on here, okay? So Hezekiah told the people, no, we're going to follow the Lord here. And then what we have is a guy named Rabshakeh. Okay, who said unto them, speaking now to Hezekiah, thus saith the great king, the bad guy, the king of Assyria, what confidence is there wherein thou trustest? In other words, he was telling the people of Israel, don't trust him. Look at those other kings that trusted the Lord, and yet the king of Assyria, he conquered them. And King Hezekiah, he held to the Lord. Also keep in mind that he was not like the other kings, neither before or after, Scripture tells us. He was an obedient dude unto the Lord because he loved the Lord with his whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, right? This same guy, at the directives of the corrupt king of Assyria, he sent his servant and he told the people that were subject to King Hezekiah, don't listen to Hezekiah, he's lying to you. Don't trust the Lord. No. Trust in the king. And then when you go through the chapter of verse 18, it talks about how the corrupt king started to basically allure them in, saying, no, I'm going to give you the best of this and the best of that, and you're going to eat from your own vines, and you're going to, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Well, listen, the Lord already gave that to us. Why do I need you acting like you're the one that gave it to us? Well, Hezekiah would have nothing to do with it. And then when you get to verse 19 in 2 Kings, it says, and it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard what was going to happen because he refused to submit himself to Sennacherib. Guess what he did? He went to the Lord. He didn't run to the arm of the flesh just like King David. He didn't run to the arm of the flesh just like Paul, right? And notice when Paul already understood that, read Galatians 1. He went right to the Lord. Because he already understood that when he was in the fire, he was going to be the only one standing there, and the Lord would stand with him, strengthening him. It was only the Lord that stood with him, so why would he go to man? Remember, Jesus said he committed himself not to man because he knew it was in man. Trust in the Lord, first and foremost. Let him have your whole heart. And then everything else will come after that. But I got to move here. So you go to 2 Kings 19, it starts talking more and more and how this king of Assyria keeps pushing more fear and more fear. And he was telling the people of King Hezekiah's kingdom, don't trust him, don't trust the Lord. Listen, we've already conquered the other kings. Hezekiah is no different. And then what happened, friends? I want to tell you what happened. Isaiah, the silver-tongued prophet, came on the scene. And in essence, for the sake of time, you know what he told him? He said, don't worry about him, Hezekiah. The Lord's got this one. And guess who showed up, friends? The Lord showed up. And I want you to hear this, because it's important that you hear this, because the history of bad guys is the same thing that I'm going to tell you right now concerning that of the king of Assyria. Okay? Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with the shield, nor cast a bank against it. See, the only ones that heard this are those that had ears to hear and eyes to see. They were listening to the Spirit of the Lord. Hezekiah was. And it was the prophet Isaiah that was giving forth the word. Oh my goodness! Did any of his words fall to the ground? Nay! I mean, the Lord didn't send just a prophet. He sent him the prophet. Okay, and I'm not sensationalizing this. I just got the Holy Ghost on me right now. And I love this. What did the Lord say to King Hezekiah in the face of King of Assyria? He said to him, by the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. And why? He said, for I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake, for his name's sake. Okay? God's not a man that he should lie. And Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt in Nineveh. Why, what happened right before that? Because right after the Lord gave the word unto Hezekiah through the prophet Isaiah, what did the Lord do? He said, I will defend this city, I will save it for my own sake and for David, my servant's sake. And it shall come to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians, and 104 score, this is Old English, and 5,000. Okay? 85,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. I'll tell you what, I bet you a king of Assyria at that point, I bet a couple hairs on the back of his neck stood up, didn't they? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. See, because God is not mocked. You understand? Hey folks, the whole world can stand against me. Psalm 27, just like King David. When that anointing's in a man, no devil in hell has a chance. Just like when David stood in front of Goliath, it was the anointing that conquered the world. It's the cross of Jesus Christ, right? Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. When the Lord says to the church that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble you, guess what he says, friends? He means what he says, okay? When he said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm, guess what that means? It means don't touch my kids, because if you do, this is what's going to happen to you. I'm going to send the angel. I'm going to show up on your behalf, and I'm going to deal with the bad guys that many were afraid of, that gave themselves to his curse, that gave themselves over to his words. But there's always going to be those that are born of the Spirit that are not going to go along with it. So the king of Assyria departed and went and returned and dwelt in Nineveh. And it came to pass as he's worshiping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Sharezer, his sons, smote him with the sword. It's a real dangerous place. When you look at all the bad guys in the world, allied or not, it doesn't matter. They're playing a very dangerous game. They're playing a very dangerous game. Friends, look at the history of the church when it came to John the Baptist and here in Antipas and the Herodians. Look at the history of Pontius Pilate that crucified the Christ. He all the while knew what he was doing, by the way. Look at the Jews who rejected Christ. Look at the fruit of that. Look at the vain Senate of Rome. Folks, look at the history of those that stood up against the church and meant to bring down the church. What does history teach us? That it happened to them. You better get your eyes fixed on him, friends, because he is who he says he is.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.